back from recess. We're back with road and bridge discussions. This next item is the roads.
I've got one thing I want to update you on. Birmingham Road, we're nearing completion on the subgrade and ditching portion. We do plan to pave next week. We already have that scheduled, so we're going to pave the first section of it down to the fairgrounds entrance. And from that point in, then we'll chip seal as soon as our chip seal program
a little bit later. Is the part down to the fair, is it the same width as it was, or is that going to be wider through
it's
there?
It's actually wider.
A little wider?
Yeah, it's wider than what the original.
Okay.
So. Next item is, I give you, there's a spreadsheet, you guys have seen this before, on some roads that have been petitioned. We've reviewed them. If you go down through there and circle the first two, I want you to circle is Canyon Creek and Denver. And then Emery Creek Boulevard, the Hot Mix. And then Southview Drive. And then at the bottom, circle Howell Drive. On the second page, circle Jasmine Drive, Wild Rose Lane, and Woodbury. The first two that I had you circle, Canyon Creek and Denver Road, and looking at those and reviewing them, both roads have steep, fairly steep grades on them, but on those particular roads, I would recommend just, if you want to take them in, taking them in is pretty much a greater maintenance only, or just grading.
You're just talking to the first two.
To the first
so
two, Canyon Creek and Denver, which they're the two gravel, somewhat gravel, partially base roads off of Airport.
So your recommendation is, again, give me just...
My recommendation is...
Greater maintenance.
Greater maintenance, just for grading, and I think that will be a help and a...
Okay.
Keep in mind, we'll have to put a little bit of material on there, kind of filling in, but I think pretty much we can fix a lot of that with some machine work on it primarily and then just maintaining that.
And those are off of Airport?
That's the two that's off of Airport.
Well, let me ask you a question before you go any further on that, Randy. Was Airport Road itself is already a county road?
That's already county maintained.
All right. All right.
And it's chip sealed.
It's chip sealed.
Right.
And it's rather steep also.
There's places on it that it does have some steep grades.
Okay. The dig outs, is it on the chip seal list for this year or next year?
I think it's on for next year, but there is some patchwork and stuff that we'll get done this year.
I mean,
there's some patchwork we're going to have to do or dig outs that we may have to go... That
I was
we can
out
get
and reviewed
this
it, and I want to get into dig outs here just right after you finish up here, but go ahead.
Okay. Emery Creek Boulevard Hot Mix, and then within that subdivision, there are several roads petitioned, but Emery Creek Boulevard, the Hot Mix section, which is the main road through the subdivision, and Southview Drive, which is a road off of that. That's the two roads that have the most homes. One of them has 32. The other one has 22, so that's over 50 homes that I'm recommending we take in those two roads within that subdivision and then phase in the patching and surface work as we can schedule it within our program. And the people are willing to assist, whether it be monetary or I think that right now they're planning on, they pay people to do snow removal and they may be willing to continue that for a period of time.
Don't they have an association?
Yes, they do have an association.
And do they not contribute to the maintenance of roads to that association?
Yes.
Okay.
They're on those, because that's probably the one that I've had the most phone calls on is Emery Creek Roads. They have a fund set up that they pay snow removal, and they, in the discussion with me, talked about them paying for snow removal themselves. I thought it was probably a legal issue for us to contract with them. There'll be some kind of a deal for Frank, our attorney, to write up a contract if they're going to do snow removal on a county road.
We wouldn't have them do snow removal, would we?
They will do it, but they have to, on a county road, anytime they attempt to do greater work, maintenance of any kind on a county road, they have to have a contract with the county commission. We can't just let anybody go out and start grading on a county road. We have other situations like that in the county. I won't go into the other locations, but there's other locations where, and one of them is in Brandon's district over there, where they take care of a considerable amount of roads, but it's under a county contract.
But I agree with you. It needs to have council's opinion regarding liability.
Right. It's a liability issue.
So your recommendation, at least on these two roads, is they'd be brought into the system and worked into our regular maintenance program.
Correct.
When and if you, when you can.
When we can, yeah. They would, right now, either one of them roads just requires some patching. If we can get that done this year, that's probably the most we'll be able to do this year. And then next year, look at either putting a chip seal coat on or some type of surface.
But is the amount that you've got on this spreadsheet, is that indicative of what you think that the work is that you're proposing that's done this
year? That would be basically the total work. And I've got a couple different costs, whether there's a cost there under that Emery Creek Boulevard for a hot mix surface, and then there's also a cost there for a chip seal.
I see that.
Now, the chip seal, that's the patching included. I've added a little in there for it to require some of the patching to be done to even chip seal it. So,
I got one more question on that. I know I'm full of questions, but this one is something that... That road is 2.5 miles long, and like I said, I have had a lot of phone calls. You guys,
what?
I know
you said you're full of
smiles.
We're
just agreeing. Yeah.
You were just agreeing with that smile and smirky grin. Okay, we'll get back to that's 2.5 miles of road. So you're taking it in down to Southview Drive.
No, Emery Creek Boulevard. I want to take it all the way in the hot mix portion of it down to High Point. That's the entire, and that serves every off-road within that subdivision, but that's the main road to that point, has a good turnaround at that point. Southview Drive takes off just about a quarter mile in. It goes to the right.
Okay, my question is because I had Emery Creek Boulevard, the main road, was a little over 2 miles long.
I've got it 1.5 miles.
Okay. I'll have to look back and see where we have a difference here, because I thought it was to the cul-de-sac out on the end, out at the end of that road.
No, if you went to the right, that's still called Emery Creek Boulevard, but it surface changes to chip seal, and there's no homes on that section. I'm not recommending do anything
so
that, like
that. That's the 2.5 that I'm thinking
right
about.
Now, you would have got 2.5 if you went to the end
they're
of
still
that.
Selling
I'm
lines,
not.
So they're still
okay.
Yeah.
I'm just to the High Point intersection.
Is, so.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. We're straight there then on that, because I have 2.5.
The primary road. When you go in and you hang to the right, that's Southview.
That would be Southview,
and that's
yes.
where all that development is.
That's where Southview. That's where the majority of the homes are, and it actually just dead ends down there, cul-de-sac. Now, there's another road off of it, but I'm not recommending we take that. There's only two or three homes on it.
Okay, I'm sorry about asking the questions, but I know exactly what's in my mind on these roads because I drove all of them. Matter of fact, I've been on some of them twice. So.
You would have had 2.5 miles if you went to the end of that one. Yeah. But there was no homes, and it basically wasn't finished or incomplete on that section. So.
What far?
Okay.
Go ahead.
But that's the only two in Emery Creek subdivision that I'm recommending right now. The rest of them are all off roads with few homes. The next one I had you circle is Howell Drive, and right now I want to. I've talked to the lady that petitioned it. She wants to shorten or amend the petition portion. She doesn't want as long as what they first petitioned. She wants to stay with the original road. And they are willing to do the survey work necessary, but I don't have definite confirmation on that, so I need to talk to her again. But my recommendation on that one, if I can confirm this, would be just greater maintenance only and just doing a little bit of machine work, because it's going to be a difficult one to do a whole lot of improvement on for the terrain.
But right now, the description with the road's name takes in more distance than what you're talking about.
Correct, and I want to come back with that one a little bit later once I can confirm with her. She was out of town, but she did come into the office and talk with us about this road and what it would take to get it taken in. So,
tell me why that road's so expensive.
It has a high bluff on one side, steep terrain. It's going to require considerable machine work.
This is not one that I drove, Randy. Tell me where it's at.
This one's, you take Patterson Road down to the foot of the hill. It used to be a county road years ago, county maintained road. And it's one that the county went through a court case over with the landowners, and a judge declared it a public road, so we quit maintaining it.
Are you talking about when you say, is it out by Patterson Duck Club?
You know where Bill May's old gravel plant was?
Oh.
Takes off to the right and goes right up beside that hill.
Okay.
And that's the road there. It's narrow. But it's going to need additional right-of-way to meet our criteria now. And that's one of the things she's willing to do and take care of.
Well, I got a question on it, too. Mm-hmm. Is the, and you can give this to me later, I need to know the number of citizens that live on that road.
There's actually three trailers on the left when you go in. Then there's a house up at the end where she wants the county road to end. Then there's another trailer house down at the foot of the hill, which is still on the same property. And so that counts for five right there. So the number we need to change there, that's incorrect. There's only five. Well, or I've got six.
You've got six. That's what I'm saying. I drove these, and some of these I got memory.
Now one of them, not them trailers, I think one of them's owned, but two of them are rentals. So.
You change that to five?
Change that to five.
Now those... On some of these roads, Randy, where there's contracts involved, can we discuss those because of contracts and what's available in executive session?
Yeah.
you can arrange that with, we don't have any executive session today, but can you arrange that with Shanna upstairs that we discuss those, because some of that contract work on that's going to be pretty intense, and I think that Nikki needs to be there to pass that words on to our attorneys.
Okay. Okay, the next one. The next one I have is Jasmine Drive, and this one is located right behind the Mount Branson shop. And the people are willing to take care of the survey description necessary to for the required turnaround. I'm recommending we take this one into our county maintenance. And right now this year, try to get it stabilized, the drainage fixed, and then possibly next year, see if we can get it in as far as doing some of the surface work. But taking this one into our system, and it's going to benefit and help us, because right now we have a problem trying to get our vehicles turned around, because we maintain a portion of this Jasmine, but it's the newer section that was subdivided that they're petitioning.
It's off of Saint Street, and we have some we have some dig outs. Remind me on the dig out conversation to go talk
this
about
one, this section that they petitioned, it's a little beyond dig out. It's one that I would scarf our the entire surface and just restabilize the thing and get the drainage working properly, and then think about putting the surface. There is part of the surface that is salvageable, but about 50 to 60% of it is too far gone.
Now, full maintenance on it?
Full, yeah. This one I would do full maintenance. The next one is somewhat the same, except it's currently a gravel base road. I did have in our first preliminary review, I was unsure about the right-of-way, but I do have a survey. The gentleman that I met with and talked to has showed me the survey where it does have a 40-foot easement. The one thing it will require is the easement for the turnaround, and they're going to take care of that. They're taking care of the cost of that and surveying. So I'm recommending we take this one in for full maintenance and phase in when we can schedule as far as chip seal within the, at least the next couple of years. It'll give us time to fix the drainage, grade it, make sure it's good and stable, fix the turnaround, and then we can phase it into our seal program at a later date.
Is it a subdivision?
No,
it's not a subdivision. It's basically the acreages are fairly large.
10 and 20 acre tracts is what's in there.
There's six. This one serves six residents, so.
Yeah, it's 10 and 20 acres, so it's not considered a subdivision.
The last one I have listed on here is Woodbury Road, and this one basically is not going to require a great deal of work. It will require some additional aggregate. It currently has three homes built on the road, but it has another driveway that goes off the end, so actually that needs to increase by one. So I think it serves actually four now. I did talk to one of the landowners on it, and he's called and talked to his neighbors, and they're willing to help pay for some base rock or whatever we deem necessary to help with the cost of some additional work on this. And I would recommend taking this one in for full maintenance, phasing it in, similar to Woodbury, when we can get the base work all done and make sure it's stable, and then schedule it in our chip seal program.
I have a couple of questions.
Okay.
That's the end of your current recommendations, right?
Right.
The wild rose, are we going to, is it your recommendation that we wait until we receive the easement for the turnaround?
Which one? We can approve that contingent on the people making that happen. Once I have the description, they're pretty much done their part. I'll get all that signed, make sure we have the turnarounds secured, and we should be good at that point. We've done that in the past.
You make a motion to approve before that's done?
Yeah, we have done contingent upon, and then that puts the road into a...
Then we'll need to make individual motions if, in fact, we want to follow these recommendations, right?
Right. Are we going to do that today, or are we going to evaluate this?
We'll come back to that question.
Okay.
Did I hear you earlier state on one of the first two roads that there was a fence problem that was in the easement?
Yes, on...
when you and I were
I
talking...
I think it was Denver Road. The surveyor, the plat on this subdivision shows a 50-foot right-of-way, but up there in one section where somebody's put up a fence along the roadway, we don't have near 50-foot between the fences. So one of those are going to have to move.
Have you visited with them about
it? No, I haven't visited with them. That was just in my review. I need to talk to the people about it, and they may be willing to do that without a problem. I just need to visit with them.
How much time would you need on these contingencies is what I'm asking.
Well, most of these we put usually give a timeline. If make this happen within a, say, 90-day period, or they just start over. We've done that in the past. Give them at least a timeline, because some of this takes a little bit of time scheduling. If they requires a survey, sometimes they can't get that done very quickly. But
back to your question, at any time we can bring up any of these roads. My question is, do you have other discussions you want to have regarding the recommendations that they're making today? I'm open to whatever you all want to do.
Well, one thing that I noticed on here that probably Randy should be able to take care of before we get to this point is we have roads on here with two residents, dwellings, and those automatically are disqualified according to the way that our road standards are set up now.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be the two was the limit. It's three according to what was adopted of Bob a couple of years ago, 3 years ago or so, maybe even longer than that, but the number of homes is three. I see we have one with one residence. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is because we're automatically going to go start receiving phone calls as a county commission on why ours wasn't accepted or this and that.
Well,
now, one thing that I want to be able to, as we progress into the number of roads that are taken into the county, there's a lot of consideration as far as the ones that are greater maintained, the ones that are left gravel but improved, in the time frame that takes place before they, because a lot of people are under the opinion that we, as soon as we take a road in, that it's going to be this, and this done, and this winter they're going to have snow removal, and they're going to have great improvement in their community, and all this kind of stuff, and that's just not the way that this this petition process takes place because we don't have the manpower to go in and do all those. So these are timely processes that take place, and to get their road taken in, because I guarantee you there'll be people wanting to know why we're not there working. And
I will like to mention that there are some of these roads that have been petitioned that I haven't had a chance to actually get to talk to the petitioner or the residents there yet on some of these. So if they call in a question, I just run out of time trying to get through all this. Some of these are on the second page there. There's a few of them that have, one of them has 5 homes, one of them has 3. There's another one has 7. I did talk to one resident on the road there at Timber Ridge Court, but the actual petitioner has actually moved and gone, so I didn't get to talk to the actual petitioner.
And Randy, you broke this down according budget-wise to where we spend so much money a year. It's not the price that you have listed here for the total amount, but we have spent so much money a
right.
year budget-wise, right?
I was anticipating just say budgeting a certain amount and taking in as many of these as you guys thought we could, but then phase them in as far as some of the work, because I have some pretty high estimates on a lot of the work that needs to happen here. But if we give us time to phase these in a little at a time, we can accomplish that. With
last week, I had 2 people in the office on one of these roads, and it's one you talk about scarifying up, which is ripping the road up, and they don't understand when you go in and they've got a chip seal road and you go in and rip it up that we are looking at improvement. Most of the time, anytime we mix and roll the chip seal or asphalt in to the mixture that we have a better road than what we have initially. But it's not a chip seal road or it's not an asphalt road, but they don't understand that when you tell them that they're going to go in and have their road ripped up and rolled over in to to make a base suitable for preparation to chip seal or to asphalt. Those things need to be explained without me having 2 people come into the office and want to know the process. So I'm going to send them to you to tell them where we're at, when this may take place, and all those kind of things, because I can tell them something, but it's not on your schedule. You see what I'm saying? And so
right.
I'd send them to Randy's.
We can give them a better idea, but right now, I guess what we're waiting on is, I guess, that next step, which puts it in your guys' court. You got to accept the road, then we'll take care of it from that point. I guess I have a question. Is there any roads on here that you gentlemen have looked at that I may not have recommended or considered?
I took your list and drove the roads, and I don't know that anything else that I would have looked at that would have been something that you would have. And, you know, I just strictly took what you presented, because that brings to another question, is the fact that there's some of the roads that were petitioned 4 years ago and they didn't do what we wanted done, like moving transformers or having poles moved or things like that, so they're eliminated from that process, right?
Well, we actually, some of these, they were petitioned, and basically until here recently, were reviewed because we kept putting it off because of budget. There's no way we were still in the downsizing mode. Some of these are working on being petitioned second and third time, and we've listed that in previous times, and what what we were looking at was going to be a problem. And first one is a good example. And I've talked with these people and tried to work that out as far as a turnaround. And at the time I was talking to them, they weren't willing to give up the property or didn't want to. So. Now, the last one on the second page, there is some more roads within the subdivision that has, since we reviewed these, been petitioned. I haven't completed the review on these, but that will be coming to you. And,
is that the one that you needed more roads in order to get to that road?
Correct. So they've come back, and they actually, what they've done, they petitioned all of them in there.
Makes sense.
Well, yeah. I videotaped them, but I haven't completed my review. And then there's a couple other petitions that have come in that I need to complete. So.
Randy, you've presented these. Do we want to make a motion to take in some of these roads that we know that we can that you can start the process on, and then the other roads that there is some question about that we would hold? Do you want to do that? I mean, your recommendations are fine. There's a couple of roads on here that I have real questions about, and I know I'm going to take some heat over, but that's my job.
The ones that require turnarounds, which would be Jasmine Drive, Wild Rose Lane, those...
Go back to Jasmine. I didn't catch that you mentioned we need a turnaround there before. Is that
yes,
we do?
That was one of the requirements. It didn't have a turnaround suitable platted. There was two on here that had that requirement. And those, I would recommend making those contingent once they at least got the surveying description taken care of, and that's the burden we put on them. I can help with.
Do you want to put a time frame on that, 6 months?
Yeah, we could give them 6 months. They're going to complete this way before then.
Why not accept them after it's been completed?
We can. I mean,
or maybe
I was going to have you recommend contingent. Once they complete that, we just... enter them into the system, and we go ahead with the as we schedule work. But you're proven contingent on they make them criteria happen.
And that works out better, Ron, than it has in the past to do that, because you don't have to go back through the process again, and then you've got 10 other roads that say, why didn't you take me in? These guys, you took them in, and they started. If you have a motion on contingency now, as soon as it's done, it's entered into the process.
That kind of gives the residents, well, you guys have approved it if we make this happen. So
yeah,
it kind of
they don't
puts
want to
the
spend
burden
money
on
unless
them.
They make it happen, see.
Well, I can understand that perspective. So the two that you're looking at with the turnarounds would be Wild Rose, Jasmine, and then what about Denver with the fence issue?
Denver, I would like to meet and make sure the fence moves. So that one would need a contingency. Also, the Howell Drive, I'm not sure about that one.
I'd like to put a hold on that until...
Okay. Let's.
You want to put a hold on it? You've got a question about it too, Randy. So.
Yeah, I've got... I don't want to do that.
I'm going to make a motion on the contingency roads.
Okay.
Which is Jasmine and Wildview?
Jasmine and also Canyon and Denver. Whichever one of those has the fence issue?
Denver would be the one that has the fence issue.
Okay. Denver, Jasmine, and Wild Rose, contingent upon the fulfillment of Randy's needs as far as the road standards that he set forward for them. I'll make a motion that we accept those three roads with contingencies.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we accept Denver Road, Jasmine Drive, and Wild Rose Lane into the county system, contingent upon the criteria set forth by Randy Hayes with those who live on the roads, and that we bring those roads into the county system if those contingencies are met.
I wanted to recommend that he send a letter also to those petitioners on that, stating what the contingencies are and what, how they'll be taken in. Some of those are greater maintenance, some of those are, so that they don't misunderstand.
You'll do that, correct, Randy?
Yeah.
Right now, the motion before the county commission is to take in Wild Rose Lane, Jasmine Drive, and Denver Road into the county system, contingent upon certain criteria to be made, as will be outlined by Randy Hayes in written form. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Then I'd make a second motion, make another motion on Canyon Creek, Emery Creek Boulevard, Southview Drive, Woodbury.
Before you make that, which roads are greater maintenance only? Did you recommend which would be?
Canyon Creek and Denver Road.
We've already taken care of Denver. Do you want me to make the greater maintenance?
Only on Canyon Creek.
Okay.
Would you do that?
Motion. Yes, I'll pull my other motion and make a motion that we accept the greater maintenance on Canyon Creek. Randy, won't some of these others be, the first year or two, won't they be greater maintenance?
Yeah, well, some of them. Woodbury for the first year or two. Wild Rose, same thing. Jasmine will pretty much that section.
The reason I asked that, Ron, is...
Well, the others, he specifically stated that they would be brought into full maintenance as schedule permits. The only one that was strictly greater maintenance only was Canyon Creek, I think.
A motion for Canyon Creek for greater maintenance only to be adopted into the county system.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to accept the Canyon Creek road petition for greater maintenance only and adopt it into the county system. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. That leaves Emery Creek Boulevard, Southview Drive, and Woodbury Road.
So moved.
Motion's been made and seconded to...
Hasn't been seconded, yeah.
Motion's been made, partially.
Are you?
Here's what the intent, I believe, of the motion is, and that's to accept Emery Creek Boulevard, Southview Drive, and Woodbury Road into the county system, as per recommendation of Mr. Hayes, and we should state that on all the motions that it's as per recommendation of Mr. Randolph Scott Hayes. So the motion would be for eventual full maintenance on those three roads. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I believe that takes care of all the recommendations you had today, with the exception of Hal, which is at least temporarily on hold.
Right.
Until some issues can be worked out.
Right. So okay. I'll bring that one back to you
later. Let us also state for the record that these are the recommendations, at least to this point, that have been made by
Right.
Road and Bridge Department. and they're the ones that we're taking action on today. Is that fair?
That's fair. But let me ask this. There's roads that we have looked at. If there's a opportunity for another road to be taken in, then that will be brought back to us.
I'll come back to you. I just didn't have time to. I've got a few more roads on here. I didn't have time to talk to them and see what the people were willing to. So if they come in with questions and concerns, why?
Okay.
I just hadn't got to that point yet. So.
All right. Thank you very much, Randy, for the layout.
The next item we want to talk about is a bid that we'd already approved, but I found an error on my part in determining part of the bids, and I was wanting to talk about it a little bit.
Go right ahead.
Wait just a second. I've got a question on
that.
Yes,
sir.
Okay.
If this is on a bid that we've already approved and there's been a mistake made, then I would ask that we go into emergency executive session because there's a contract that's already been provided for the other bidder. And so I would ask that Donna be informed through the clerk's office here with that we sprinkle a minutes for emergency executive session. If we're going to have discussion about it.
We need to have discussion.
That's just my opinion. You two other guys can...
Did it deal with this email that we got?
Yes.
Tell me again how you can fit this into executive session, Dan. What's your...
We have a contract with the other vendor that got one of the bids, sure. And this would be something that there's a possibility of certain things taking place, and I just would feel more comfortable if we could visit with... I see we have a gentleman present from the other company. I would like to feel free to talk about this issue and maybe come up with some resolution without jeopardizing the other bidder.
My question would be, is that contractual with... We'd be talking about contracts, but not with...
This may be a new entrance into a new contract or a contract that would be questionable. Well, there might be a problem with what I might recommend.
Why?
If it doesn't stand the test of
well, I'm concerned about it. I don't know the answer though.
Well, that's the reason I wanted the clerk to be informed about it, and so that way we could.
I only heard a part of the conversation.
Yes. But from what I read on the email, I think there could be.
I think we need to turn it over to Frank and just let him look at it and tell us where we need to go from here. We can talk to anybody individually that want to talk to us.
There's certain things that we can go into executive session about, and this one of them. One of them would be litigation, one of them would be contracts, and I feel like there's some discussion that needs to take place in this to avoid those situations.
This needs to be posted for 24 hours so that you can do it, unless there's a reason that you cannot wait 24 hours.
I see your phone, Harlan.
Well, if you guys want to go ahead and have a discussion about this. And
I suggest that we either, Danny, until we can fit that into an emergency executive session meeting, discuss it openly, or one of us meet with the gentleman if he wants to talk with one of us about this issue, and or openly. I'm having no problem talking about it, personally.
Okay.
If at any time there's something that we don't want to say, we can hold it and establish an executive session for
myself,
Thursday.
I'm going to make a recommendation, and I don't want to get myself in trouble on the recommendation.
I think we need to, again, turn it over to Frank. Let Frank look at it and see what our options are.
And you're supposing to do that Thursday, then? Because he may say go into executive session on
it. He might, and then we'll know that today, and then we can have it posted. And
Let's schedule an executive session for Thursday.
Thursday on this issue.
Then we're hunky-dory. Right,
yeah,
Madam Clerk?
Okay,
and if and he wants to talk with any of us,
any one of us can talk with this gentleman, apart from the other two, and members of R&B.
Understanding that none of any of the one of us can't
correct.
Make a decision
but
without
he's
everybody
here.
Being present. So.
Yeah, I don't want his time to be wasted for coming down.
Can't talk to you
Are you trying to tell me if I talk to somebody, I can't talk to these two? Because that would really work out well for me. I mean, let me write that down. That's, and I'm sure they're going to use it a lot. Thank you, Donna. Gentlemen, what else do we have on the agenda? Randy.
I think that's all. That's all I have, unless these gentlemen have anything. I do have, depending on lake level, Slough Hollow, we currently have water over road. Water is getting up on it, but it's not really at a point I need to officially close it. You looked at it this morning? So we may not have to actually close it. It all depends on the weather. But.
One thing I met with the school bus drivers know from years past to call me if they have a problem with the road. I had a call on Ray Road about, and it's strictly weather related, where we did the dig outs or have places where we've got base rock filling holes and it is washed out and it's rather rough, and we need to go ahead and fill those again. I mean, that's just something that nature.
We should get the hot mix them now that it's the season. Patch them up good.
Okay. I explained to him that that's what we usually done was fill them in, and then they wash out and we fill them in, and then we either. Yeah. So that part of it, and then when we have our meeting for Thursday with MoDOT, there's some undermining on 76 highway as you go off of Mount Branson. On the road, they tried to fix it once, and it's happening again. So, we want to be sure and bring that up to our MoDOT update. If you can remind me of that,
I actually had a call on that and passed that along to Jim Juiceberry, and he said part of that there's a, and I don't know if this ain't part. There may be another section of it that's undermining, but he said there's a concrete wall. You can't actually see it, and it looks like the road's undermined, but it actually isn't. But to me, it I've seen what the people are looking at, and it does look.
Yeah, a big truck or something break off the corner of that.
Straight
and,
off.
Yeah, it's straight up and down. There's no shoulder whatsoever. So, anyway, bring that forward to you and the county commission's aware of it, and so we need to bring that to MoDOT's attention, and they can explain it any way they want to. We have seem to be the ones that get the phone calls.
Through the winter, I neglected. I was supposed to get prices on a roll off out of the email's hard fast on through the winter. Of course, it wasn't very important. It's important again now. I will bring prices in to you gentlemen. Remember we used to have roll-off park down there? We had a whole lot of mess of problems with traffic. Usually the camper would put it in itself into the dumps we just kept back there. And it's a pretty time-consuming deal now to try to keep them emptied out.
It is. We had some vandalism there this weekend. And
there was some what they cut there, as long as you drive up, they didn't cut down. But yeah, there's always
I don't want to, we need to be careful about the way we do that. We don't want a community roll off for trash for community purposes. It's all right if the campers do it, put their trash in there, but
it'd be a monthly charge, 40 or 50 or 60 a month, regardless, whatever.
Right.
And also, if it comes to it, somebody puts something in there, it might be enough.
Yeah, right.
We didn't have a bad problem.
I'm not against it, but I just wanted to make bring
this
you.
This weekend, it was absolutely
yeah.
Olin actually went to the trash yesterday.
Yeah, I got a call from Olin. I hate to have the responsibility of someone just having to volunteer their time to go down and pick up somebody else's trash, but we'll consider all that. We had some vandalism at the, and I guess you'd call it that, at the KDOT Park. It's the first that we had. I'd like some attention brought to it. The sheriff's department was called. They went down and cut some trees. I think that the Corps of Engineers, Little Ranger, should be informed anytime we have a complaint where he can go down and write a ticket for such a thing as chop. They used an axe to chop down trees and burnt the forms that we had down there for rebuilding the picnic tables. They burnt those forms and they chopped down some trees, hand chopped them down, so they must have had a lot of energy. We could put them to work. And but anyway, that's something that needs to be taken care of also. It was reported at the park board meeting Thursday. Road and Bridge will need to go down. Road and Bridge will need to go down and remove those stumps that are jagged, sticking up where they've cut those off. I think maybe Mr. Huff is his crew take care of that. Randy, you'll need to take care of that with Mr. Huff. Where they chop the trees down, we'll need to take a backhoe down, pull those stumps out, and fill those in. I don't want a jagged deal sticking up there for some kid to run into and get hurt.
Randy, let me go over these roads again that I've got written down, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Canyon Creek, greater maintenance only. Denver Road, greater maintenance only with contingencies.
Right.
Emery Creek Boulevard, full maintenance eventually. Southview Drive, full maintenance eventually. Howell Drive on hold.
Correct.
Jasmine Drive, full maintenance with contingencies?
Yes.
Wild Rose, is that full maintenance or is that greater only?
Do what?
Full maintenance or greater?
Full maintenance. Full with contingencies.
With contingencies, got it. And then Woodbury, full maintenance.
Full maintenance.
Okay. Pal Drive, hold, I said.
Okay. I got one correction you've got on there.
Yes, sir.
The legal opinion from the attorneys for snow removal, when you say full maintenance, there may be some.
You were going to ask him.
We were going to ask him about
that. We were going to ask him about that issue on that
liability.
Liability issue, and they volunteered to do that, so.
I understand. If we have people that volunteer. If we volunteer our trustees out of the jail, for example, and utilize them on the highway, we're liable for their safety. I wonder about the general public. it's a good question to ask, so. Randy, anything else?
That's all I've got, except after this week I'll be gone for 2 weeks and I'll put David in charge.
I'll be gone next week also.
You said Harlan wasn't going anywhere, right?
He last time I was here, well.
You said no. I remember you saying that.
I'd like
He's collecting donations, by the way. So.
Yep.
Harlan, David, anything else?
No, sir.
Report on the park situation. Harlan, I guess you got a guy down there putting that tin horn in at Mountain Grove this morning?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we had to have an extension of the tin horn to get in to pour the concrete for the park pavilion, so we extended the tin horn there. A lot of activity going on with the park board right now. I just should have made that statement earlier, Ron. I'll do that next week.
Thursday? Or next week?
Well, whenever you have commissioner comments. We're having a lot of work. We're doing a lot of work there with the park board right now, so.
Next item of business is going to be a daily staff review. It'll be upstairs in the County Commission Conference Room with staff. Dan, if you'll meet with this gentleman and chat with him, do you want us to leave and you can meet here with staff? Or?
Yeah, I would like that.
Then we will stand in recess until we begin the daily staff review upstairs.